morning. All right, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 13. Deuteronomy 13. If a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes true concerning which he spoke to you, saying, "Let us go after other gods whom you have not known, and let us serve them," you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to find out if you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. You shall follow the Lord your God and fear him, and you shall keep his commandments, listen to his voice, serve him, and cling to him. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has counseled rebellion against the Lord your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, to seduce you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk, so you shall purge the evil from among you. If your brother, your mother's son or daughter, or the wife you cherish, or your friend, who is as your own soul, entice you secretly, saying, "Let us go and serve other gods, whom neither you nor your fathers have known, or the gods of the people who are around you, near you or far from you, from one end of the earth to the other end, you shall not yield to him or listen to him, and your eyes shall not pity him, nor shall you spare or conceal him. But you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first against him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. So you shall stone him to death because he has sought to seduce you from the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Then all Israel will hear and be afraid, and will never again do such a wicked thing among you. If you hear in one of your cities, which the Lord your God is giving you to live in, anyone saying that some worthless men have gone out from among you and have seduced the inhabitants of their city, saying, "Let us go and serve other gods whom you have not known," then you shall investigate and search out and inquire thoroughly. And if it is true, and the matter established, that this abomination has been done among you, you shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying it and all that is in it, and its cattle with the edge of the sword. Then you shall gather all its booty into the middle of its open square, and burn the city and all its booty with fire as a whole burnt offering to the Lord your God, and it shall be a ruin forever. It shall never be rebuilt. And nothing from that which is put under the ban shall cling to your hand, in order that the Lord may turn from his burning anger and show mercy to you, and have compassion on you, and make you increase, just as he has sworn to your fathers. If you will listen to the voice of the Lord your God, keeping all his commandments, which I'm commanding you today, and doing what is right in the sight of the Lord your God. Amen. Deuteronomy 13 is actually, you have to read verse 32. In fact, if I was going to mark the scriptures, I would probably have ended Deuteronomy 12 at verse 31 and then started 32 is a new chapter. So at verse 32, this is 12:32, it says, "Whatever I command you, you shall be careful to do. You shall not add or take away from it." And then the thought comes, so if a prophet or a dreamer of dreams rises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign of the wonder comes true concerning which that he spoke to you, saying, "Let us go after other gods," you should not listen to him. And so so Moses is laying out the vigilance by which you have to attack idolatry. And he uses three different tiers of relationships, of authority in some ways. So the first one is a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, someone that does signs and wonders. Interesting enough, when we, as Christians, and we think about Jews, and we're like, you know, why can't they just believe in Jesus? You know why? It's actually this verse. This verse is a huge stumbling block to Jewish people because they believe, well, see, right? Here's a prophet. Here's a miracle worker. And in their mind, he's asking to chase after another god. Obviously, we know it's the same God, but to the Hebrews, it's a different matter altogether. And so a lot of it really draws from this Deuteronomy passage. But Moses telling us, like, even, you know, with the authority, don't anyone add to it or take from it. Even if a prophet, even of someone of authority, and his words come true, that's not the issue. So I know a lot of churches and whatnot, they just take away the prophetic office altogether. The issue is not, is he accurate or not? The issue is he telling you to go after another god? So they do a miracle, they do something, and then they say, hey, let's go after, and obviously it's the gods that you don't know. So we're not talking about Jehovah, we're talking about Baal, the Asherim, talking about all these other Canaanite deities. And as soon as that person does that, then you know that something is going on that's very off here. And he enacts punishment. And if that comes, you shall kill this prophet and show him no mercy. And I mean, I know in our modern day reading of the text, it seems really harsh. Like, that's why a lot of people think, wow, God of the Old Testament, man, that's one mean dude. But I like Jesus. Well, we got to understand it's one and the same, but you have to understand the context. And the context is that God the Father is trying to preserve a people by which he's going to bring the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus, into the world. And so he has to preserve, he has to protect them. And the primary mode by which the enemy will come and take the people away from this vision is really idolatry. So think about the first layer, prophets. So we can see this just overriding as leaders. So even if leaders and it's kind of very spectacular. This guy does signs and wonders. They do all these kinds of things. And so and even if it comes true, but they say go after other gods. No, forget that. Don't trust in them. Don't, in fact, make sure there's proper punishment. So that's one tier. The other tier is relatives. Or close friendships. And so these are, think about it, leaders, right? People in authority in some way, and then close relationships. And so in verse 6 says, your brother, your mother's son, your son or your daughter, the wife you cherish, or the friend who is as your own soul. I'm not, this is your best buddy. The Bible says a friend that's closer than a brother. And so this tier, now this is more of a relational aspect. So these are your friends, this is your family. And then amongst this group, they secretly say, hey, let's go after other gods. Like, let's check out. We heard about this Canaanite god. Man, and this Canaanite god can make you rich. And so let's go check it out. And he says, and then when that happens, the language is quite, show no pity. Let your eyes show no pity. And now, this is not a mob mentality. It's after a trial. So it's after a just legal process has taken place. Then if they're found guilty, you shall stone them. And so it's strict punishment in that regard. So leaders, and then relationally, family members or even close friends, and that happens. After a just trial, after a process, and they're guilty, then you stone them because you need to purge this evil from the land. And then the third one is just acquaintances. So people in your area. So now you've come into taking possession of a land, and the operative command was don't intermarry, don't mingle, don't do this, separate yourself. But then you realize that there's some men, and verse 13, I mean, I like the way he writes it, some worthless men, right? These are worthless men. And so you get these worthless men, and they've gone out among you, seduced the inhabitants of the city, saying, let us go and serve other gods. And, you know, let's forget about the God of Israel who brought us out of Egypt. Man, these Canaanite women are beautiful. Man, they're amazing. But we can't have intercourse with them unless we chase after their gods. So come on, guys, let's do this thing. And he says, and if that's happened, and the matter has been known, says the matter established that this abomination has been done among you, you shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. And so again, after another lengthy period of time, there's even some record that says that. Through this, there was a quite an extensive spy network that was going on among the Jewish people. It's almost like their own kind of Gestapo, that they were just making sure that their people would not fall into idolatry. And you can see how that kind of mentality – brings us into the New Testament with the Pharisees. It's that same spirit, that religious spirit that's at work, that is very nitpicky. Oh, you're not following this and following that. And that was started way back here after the Exodus. That attitude that starts here, that we'll see really the fullness and culmination when we are introduced to the Pharisees and the Sadducees in the New Testament. And he says, when that happens, man, you shall cut them off from the land. Don't let it purge into Israel, because there's this real stark reality with human nature and human beings. Remember, Paul says bad company corrupts good morals. And that's precisely what happens because we are sinful, because we come in this world in our Adamic nature, that we are so prone to evil. We're so prone to do things that and sometimes we may even know what we're doing, but that is a reality there. You know, yesterday in our staff meeting, after our devotional, we started. We usually sing a song and then we go into prayer as a staff. And the song that Pastor Nate chose was "Come Now, Fount of Every Blessing." You guys may be familiar with the song. I think probably the most honest Christian hymn ever. If you remember the third stanza in there, it says, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love." It's so honest. And if we're really honest, every single one of us, we have that drive in us because we're evil, right? We come into the world with this sin nature. And I mean, Christ redeems us and we are a new creation, but that sin nature is so present in us. And every one of us, we're prone to wander, you know, and it's that cry, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. And so because God so understands human nature because he created us, and he understands our folly and the way that we can be so frivolous in our devotion, you know, Hosanna, Hosanna one day and crucify him the next day. And understanding that he says, purge this evil from the land. Again, I know it sounds really harsh, but you have to understand this in context here. It reminds us of Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, when Paul is giving instruction to the church in Galatia, and he says, "And even if we, even an angel, right? I mean, you know, some celestial being, you know, teach you a different gospel than we've preached," he said, "let that person be cursed." The word in Greek is anathema, which is like the greatest curse that you can put on someone. And so it is in line with verse 32. Whatever I command you, you shall be careful to do. You shall not add or take away any from it. Even if a prophet comes to you, even if your wife who you love or your friend who's your best buddy comes and tells you, even if you hear about something that's going on in your city among your countrymen, don't follow after other gods. Be very, very weary of this that's going on. Be very careful, because he wants to preserve a people for himself. He knows that once we step into that trap of idolatry, it takes us away from our purpose and our vision. Amen? So let's close our eyes. So shun idolatry. Get away from anything that will lead you away from Christ. Now, obviously, today, we don't necessarily have the Canaanite gods. There's no really competition in our hearts over the Egyptian gods. But what are the idols of our day? How are we being enticed? I mean, Hong Kong, definitely materialism. And probably not in Hong Kong, probably in every Western society, or every society in general, in fact, riches. Maybe for some of us, our idol is our work, our position, our status. For maybe some of us, our idol is our relationships. You can't let go of this person or that person. And they get in the way. So let the Holy Spirit speak to you today. Shun idolatry. Whatever is rising in our hearts above Christ, put it away. Crucify it. As we sing, let's humble ourselves before the Lord and ask Him to search our hearts.
In my heart, and be the that I live, Jesus, Jesus.
Let the Holy Spirit speak to us as Moses spoke to the generation of promise. Don't let anything get in the way of your worship of God. Neither prophets, neither your family or your best friend, neither anyone in your community. Don't let anything get in the way of your relationship with Jesus. And let's pray the prayer of Psalm 139, David's prayer. Search me and try me, O God. See if there be any hurtful thing within me, and lead me in the everlasting way. Ask ourselves, Lord, is there anything that's in competition with you in my heart right now? And if there is, crucify it. And let's pray. Let's pray over our community that's battling cancer and recovering. Let's pray for God to release His healing word over our whole community. Let's pray for the family members as well, that they would continue to be drawn closer to Christ and faith would arise within them. And let's lift up. Pray for our community that's battling illness, but also that needs to meet with Jesus. And let's pray for physical healing and spiritual healing. Let's pray for our community that's battling non-cancer related illnesses, and let's pray for God's healing. Let's cover our community that's looking for work, and let's pray for God's provision, that God would open doors for them, that they'll make connections, and that really provide for them not only just a job, but a career, a livelihood. Let's go to our mission focus and let's pray for China. Let's ask God to breathe His Spirit continually over this country. Let's pray for the government there and pray for the churches and God would just continue to breathe life. Let's pray for SP Beijing. Let's pray for God's hand. Pray for Hyunsu as he takes over and transitions into leadership there. He's actually in a church planting program right now. And so let's just pray that he would just receive so much from that time. Let's pray for our missionary Jesse as well. Let's ask God to continue to protect her and guide her in her work. Let's pray for the Chung family. Pray for Matt and Nate's parents in their ministry there. Pray for Edie Clark and her ministries throughout. And let's just lift up the churches again. Let's just ask God to just be gracious with China. And let's pray for our friends ministering there. Let's lift up our board before the Lord right now. Let's ask God to continually use the members to lead our church, to really be prayerful and the decisions being made that it affects this house. And so let's just pray for covering, cover their families, cover their work, and just everything they put their hands to. Let's pray God's favor and goodness would flow. Let's lift up. Hospitality ministries. Let's pray for the welcome and barista ministries and pray that they would just love people as they come into our community. But also, let's just pray hospitality in general. This is not just the job of these ministries or these volunteers, but it's really the whole church. And let's pray for a real atmosphere of welcome and love to really embody our church. Let's lift up. Thank you. Let's pray for the men's and women's ministries. Let's pray for the Monday morning prayer meeting and the Pure Desire group for the men. Let's pray for the women's ministry, that God would continue to raise up leaders there. And pray for the young adults as well, Yama and Yamama. Let's ask God's hand to be with them as they gather together. Pray for the leaders, so pray for the volunteers, and it's the men and women to really gather together and just grow. Let's pray for our house churches meeting tonight, Causeway Bay, Elements, Happy Valley, Island, New Conduit Road, Symbia, Lion Rock, and Taihang. Let's pray for our discussions and our time of the Word, that the Holy Spirit would go deep in our lives. Pray for our fellowship, and as we get close to closing the season, that there would be just continued connections made with each other. People would grow. Let's lift up. Just bless you today, God. We thank you for the Word. Thank you for the reminder, Lord, that there's no competition, Lord, when it comes to you. You are the first and the last in our hearts. And so we pray, God, that if there's anything, Lord, in our hearts and in our attention, God, in our devotion, Lord, that it replaces you, that is trying to replace you, we pray that you give us the strength to crucify, Lord, those things, Father. Lord, come, Holy Spirit, and just breathe on us today that we may do all that you call us to do today, Father. And we thank you. We love you, God. Watch over us, Lord, as we continue to seek your face. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.